Okay, we are at the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, four lines in the bottom. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that the latest time to daven the Shmon Esrei of Shacharis is Ad Arba Shreis, up 4 hours into the day. Says the Gemara, Yibolehu Ad Va'ad Bechlal, Yidil Ma'ad Voleyad Bechlal. So when he said Ad Arba, is it inclusive of the fourth hour or is it excluding the fourth hour? Tesis, bottom Tesis says, Tema da'amar benida perak haraya kasim kol shiri chachamim lahachmir. Chutz mikigris, shalksamim, asks Tesis, usually when Chazal give a measurement and there's some element of ambiguity in it, usually we're machmir. If so, alma ad vulead bichlal. So, in theory, following that rule, it should come out that you're not able to say to daven Shmon Esrei in the fourth hour if we follow that rule. Meaning, what's the chumrah, what's the kula? It's not necessarily a chumrah to say, don't daven. I mean, the chumrah is, you must daven. So, there is, it's unclear, and therefore we're asking this question, is it including the fourth hour, or is it excluding the fourth hour? Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad plag ha-mincha. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, up until plag ha-mincha. Meaning, he said, the latest time to daven mincha is up until plag. So, let's see if we can bring a raya from that case. The Amr is bishlema ad v'loya bichlal. Haididika bein Rabbi Yehuda l'rabbanan. Meaning, we said, up until plag ha-mincha, we said, meant the last hour and a quarter of the day. He's saying you can daven up until that period of time, up until the last hour and a quarter. Now, if you say it was ad v'loyad bichlal, so that is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Eliyahu is ad v'ad bichlal, when he said you can daven up until the last hour and a quarter of the day, and it means inclusive of the last hour and a quarter of the day. So it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda, Haina Rabbanan. There's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, because they're both saying until the very end of the day. So, says the Gemara, Elamai, ad v'loy ad bichlal. So therefore you want to conclude that it must be pshat in Rabbi Yehuda when he said ad arba shois, it meant ad v'loy ad. That's shitz Rabbi Yehuda. So, one second, Emes Seifa. Shel musafin kol ayom. Tanakhama says you can daven musaf the entire day long. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheva shois, the first 7 hours of the day. The Tanya, we're going to basically bring a proof from a case where there's a potential conflict. Should you daven Musa first or should you daven Mincha first? Which of the two takes precedence? Which of the two comes first? The Tanya, if the fellow had in front of him two tefillas to daven, Achishol Musa, Achishol Mincha, the din is Mispal Shol Mincha, the Achakach Shol Musa. Mincha comes first, Shazut Adira, Vizvein Adira. We know there's a klal of tadavi v'shin tadir tadir kodim. Mincha is more tadir, it's more frequent than musaf. Mincha comes first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nay, mispawel shel musaf, achakach shel mincha. Musaf is, takes precedence. Shazu iveris, v'zuein iveris, because musaf is something which is passing, which is transient, which is here now and it's gone very soon. Whereas, mincha is the entire afternoon, so therefore he says you should do musa first. Now, what this is the raya is iamris bishlam ad v'ad bichlal. If when Rabbi Yehuda said ad, he meant inclusive of, so then haynu demishkaches lu shtei tefilas b'hadi hadadi. I can understand a potential conflict between tefilas musaf and tefilas mincha, meaning. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven musaf ad sheva shois, up until 7 hours. So if you say ad means up until and inclusive of the seventh hour, so I can understand how it's possible to have a conflict between musaf and mincha, because the zman of mincha has come, and the zman of musaf is still there, so the two are vying for position. So it's a potential conflict. So now the question is, does one go first? Does Mincha go first because it's Tadir? Does Musaf go first because it's Iveris? But I can at least hear and understand how there is room for a potential conflict. But if you say, says the Gemara, but if you say, Eliyamres ad v'loyad bechlau, so it means when Rabbi Yehuda said ad sheva shois, he meant only up until the beginning of the seventh hour, but not inclusive of the seventh hour, so basically means the first 6 hours of the day, you'll never have a case where there's a conflict between Mincha and Musaf, because Mincha only begins 6.5 hours into the day, and Musaf ends after 6 hours into the day, so there never will be a potential conflict. Eliyamas ad v'loyad bechlal hechi mishkachas l'shtei tfilas b'hadi adadi even asya l'shal mincha azl l'shal musafin. When mincha comes, it's no longer the time of musaf. So however you look at it, we'll just finish the piece. However you look at it, it's difficult. If you say like we wanted to say originally ad v'loyad bechlal, it makes sense. But now we're saying, if you don't say it, it makes sense. So the Gemara says, Elamai, ad v'ad bechlau. So you want to say it means ad v'ad bechlau. So then, kasha reisha. Meaning to say, if when Rabbi Yehuda says, you can daven mincha, ad plag ha-mincha, and again, one more time, we say plag ha-mincha is the last hour and a quarter of the day. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you can daven mincha, daven mincha, daven mincha, up until the last hour and a quarter of the day. Now, if you say it means ad ve'ad bechlal, that means you can also daven in the last hour and a quarter of the day. And therefore we had shver, so then there's no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That's the Gemara reiterates, Elamai ad ve'ad bechlal, kasha reisha. Ma'ike ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. The Gemara is masik, and the Gemara says like this, mi sabris the high plag mincha. Plag achreina ka'amar. Plag rishreina ka'amar. We'll explain this in 2 seconds. We'll just finish. V'hachi ka'amar. This is Pshat in the Braise before. Amos nafik plag rishreina. V'ayo plag achreina. When is the switchover period between the first plag and the second plag? Mechi nafik yud aleph shreis chasa revia. Meaning to say, I'll just explain the Gemara. Meaning, We know that we said that, how do we explain plag ha-mincha? We said that the carbon tamid would be brought 9.5 hours into the day. The day ends after 12 hours. You've got 2.5 hours left. So we said in that 2.5 hour period, plag. You divide it into 2 hour and a quarter, hour and a quarter. So originally we thought that when Rav Yehuda said, you can daven mincha ad plag ha-mincha, it was ad plag up until the last plag of the day. But then we said, if you say ad the ad bechlal, it comes out you can daven up until including this, which means till the very end of the day, which means he's saying the same thing as the Chachamim. So now we're saying no. When Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven ad plag ha-mincha, he meant the first part of plag. Because plag is, you take 2.5 hours, you divide it into 2. So now we can say that Rabbi Yehuda says you daven mincha ad plag Hamincha means the first hour and a quarter, inclusive ad v'ad bechlal of the first 1.25 hour section. That's what he meant to say, and that's the way we can be miyashu with Yehuda. I'm sorry, you had a question.
No, I was just about musaf. I mean, musaf and shachris. We daven musaf after shachris.
Mm-hmm.
So then we daven
it
afterwards.
Well, we do. The question is in a situation, the question is not between Shachris and Musaf usually, it's more between Musaf and Mincha. If you have a choice of prefacing Musaf or Mincha, do we say Tadav Shein Tadir, or do we say Zez Maneveris, and sometimes it can be relevant on a Rosh Hashanah, or if a person is not well, or for women, and the like, and so on.
Isn't Mincha more the stronger instead of Musaf?
What do you mean stronger? It's only stronger because of Tadav Shein Tadir. Musaf is a chayiv. I mean, I think so. I mean, there's a question about nashim, if nashim are mechuyavos in musaf, but says the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Nachman Afanan Ami Tanina. We also learned Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Hayid Hamisha Dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava testified the following 5 things in Maseches Edyos. Shemamanim Esaktana, that there are times when we actually recommend a katana to do miyun. We know that miyun is in a situation where you have a yesoima, you have a girl, she lost her father. Midyaraisa, the father can marry her off. Midraban, chazal wumisakin, that her mother or her brothers can marry her off. that she's able to get out of the marriage by saying, Eini Roitza, I'm not interested in staying with him. There are times, take a look at Rashi, explains the case, when we actually recommend to this young girl that she should do Miun, and to cut a long story short, Rashi explains that the case is in a situation where if she does Miun, she will now facilitate a Yibum D'Oraisa. But it's a bit of an Arichas in Rashi, but the point is there are times when Chazal will actually recommend that this young girl does Miun. That's one thing he testified. Number two, Shemistina Sa'isha Alpi Eid Echad, meaning if even one single aid comes along and says to a woman, Meis Bailech, I saw your husband die in battle, even though usually we say, Ein Davar Sheva'ever Pachas Mishnayim, and so on, there's a special din of Eidus Isha, the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Isha Rabbah, special din, you can allow a woman, so there shouldn't be an aguna situation, she can remarry through one aid. Number three, Val Tarnagol Sheniskal Birushalayim Al Shaharigis Anefesh. There was a Tarnagol which pecked at the brain of an infant, and he was made that they stoned it like a shar. After 40 days, it's considered to be Yayin Lagabi Nesachim. And finally, he was made that there's such a concept that Tamid Shol Shachar, you can be Makavit Bi Arba Shois. It doesn't say Ad, so it says Lashon of Bi Arba Shois, which clearly implies actually in the Ad Bechlel, in the fourth hour. What is the case? When was there a situation that the Talmud was brought so late in the day? The Gilyan Hashas is Mitzayin to Arashi and Mishle. Tells us about the one time when Shlomo HaMelech overslept the night after he married Bas Parai, and they weren't able to access the keys to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Talmud was brought much later on in the morning. It was brought by Arba Shois. Shema Amino, Ad B'chlal, Shema Amino.
Shasat Chak. When we arrived from Shasat Chak, that you always do it that way?
No, we're just saying, man, this was Legabe Tfilas HaShachar Ad, right? That his shita was Shekin Tamid. We said, according to Rishuban Levi, that it was Keneged Karbonis, that it is still a time when it could be brought, and Ad Kama that it could be brought, it's still a viable time. Just like we see Shekin B'nai Malachim. I really people would get up at Misha Yakir. There's only the B'nai Malachim would get up, who'd sleep until 3 hours into the day. That's still considered to be his man of Kima. Shema Amino Adva Adva Chal Shema Amino Amr of Kahana. Halacha Rav Yehuda Hoyel Utnan Bebechirta Kavasei. Very interesting, even though it's Rav Yehuda going against the Chachamim, and usually we know Halacha Ravachas B'Yisrael, Yachad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. We're going to paskin like Rav Yehuda against the Chachamim. That one showed Davin Shachris until Arba Shois, and we know that there are plenty of halachic ramifications of this, even though we do say that one can daven Shachris until Chatzais, but there's, for instance, if a person can daven, was not going to daven with a minion, should he daven before Saves Man Tefillah, or daven with a minion afterwards? There's lots of nafkaminas to this, because that's what Gemara is saying, halachic rebuta, that one should daven within the first 4 hours of the day. Now, the Gemara says, Val Tomid Shel Shach Shakari Barbashais. Says the Gemara, some say we should be curious that, Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? The Pasuk says, in reference to the Man, it says that, the Chamashemesh Venamas, that the sun was hot and it melted the Man. Now, just to, so we know the whole Pasuk, because it's going to be relevant, it says, Vayilkatu Isai Babaker Babaker. So they gathered it in the morning, every morning, ish kefi achlei, every man according to his needs of how much food he needed, v'chamashemesh v'namas, and then the sun was hot and it melted. So says the Braisa, bar b'shois, this took place in the fourth hour. When did the sun melt the extra man? In the fourth hour. Says the Braisa, ata oimer bar b'shois, you said in the fourth hour, I mean, after all, what is the time of day when the sun is really strong? High noon, 6 hours into the day. It says the Braisa, no. when the pasuk says elsewhere by Avraham Avinu, kechoim hayoim, that it says that he was sitting there in the entrance of the tent, kechoim hayoim, by the heat of the day, that has a connotation of reish reishis omer. Kechoim hayoim means 6 hours. And just to explain, maybe let's just look at the Rashi in the first big line. Rashi says, kechoim kechoim hayoim, arei sheish sheish omer, kolomer. Matzino b'makam achar, shishina kasabul shomei, v'omer, v'hu yesh pesach oil, kechoim hayoim. There it says, by the heat of the day, v'loi omer kechoim hashemesh, by the heat of the sun, ela hayoim, the day, mashma kol hamakoyim ischamin, everywhere is going to be hot. Bein chama, bein sel, meaning even in the seemingly shady areas are going to be hot. That is referring to the sixth hour, because at high noon there really is nowhere to hide, because everywhere is going to be tachas the shemesh pretty much, and therefore the pasuk is explaining, expressing this by saying chayim hayoyim, the whole day, everywhere you go, you're going to be hot. Here it says a lashon of the chama shemesh. The sun in the sunny bits was hot, implying that there was shady area which wasn't so hot. So again, says the Brisa, Keshuayim Mekachem Ayoyim, that's Hari Kesheshesh Omar. Omani Mekai Mecham Hashemesh V'Namas, V'Arabishayis. Fine. So everyone agrees that is Pshat in Pasuk. So the Pasuk says that they gathered in the morning, and we're already going to understand the potential difficulty. It says, they gathered the man in the morning, whatever you halachically consider to be morning, that's when they gathered it. And then it says, the chama shemesh benamis in the fourth hour. So says the Gemara money. This is called like, l'rabiuda v'l'rabanan, because e'rabiuda ad arbashayis namitzafrahu. I mean, he says, tefilas ha-shachar, which is davened in the shachar, in the morning, is up until, inclusive of, as we just proved, the fourth hour. So, how can you say that the sun melted the man in the fourth hour if through the fourth hour it's still considered to be boiker? And the pasuk says they gathered in the morning, whatever the morning is considered to be, which according to your review that must include the first 4 hours, and then only after that it says v'chama shemesh v'namas, presumably in the fifth hour. So, Erev Yehudah, says the Gemara, ad arba shayiz nami tzafro. Erev Rabbanan b'chlal doesn't make sense. Ad chatzayiz nami tzafro. According to the Rabbanan, the first 6 hours are considered to be the morning. So, this brisa seems to be the lake command, the lake Rabbuda, the lake Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Ibay Seymer Rabbuda, Ibay Seymer Rabbanan. Ibay Seymer Rabbanan. On my craw, the pasuk says, baboiker, baboiker. It says, Vayilkatu Isoy Baboiker Baboiker. And we say it means Chalkeyu Lishnei Vikarim. You should divide it into two mornings, so to speak. If you look at Rashi about 5 lines down, end of the line, Lishnei Vikarim, Shloyahayu Liktim Ella Vishaloshes Rishones, Shu Baikarishan. Meaning when it says Vayilkatu Isoy Baboiker, Baboiker, we'll say it was the first 3 hours of the morning. And then in the fourth hour, that's when it started to melt away. So even though the Rabbanim themselves maintain that Tfilas HaShachar isn't Lachatzais, but Legabi, this Braisa, which says that the man melted away in the fourth hour, that's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Babayka, Babayka, which implies some type of a division, Chalkei Lishnei V'Karim. Iboy Seymar, Reb Yudah. You can say it's going to the Braisa, it's going to Reb Yudah. Hai Boiker Yisera. What do we do with the extra Boiker? It's coming to say that even though I, Reb Yudah, maintain that the morning is through the first 4 hours, but it says, which I would have said means the first 4 hours, but because it says, that's coming to say even earlier on in the morning, namely the first 3 hours. Fine. But everyone agrees that that is the pshat in the pasuk, that in the fourth hour, that's when things melted away. And now the Gemara speaks out that which we already saw in Rashi. My mashma, where is there such a mashmos? Amar Reb Acha Bar Yaakov Amakra, V'cham HaShemesh V'Namas, it says V'cham HaShemesh, Eizeh Yishah, Shashemesh Cham, V'atzel Tzainin, what is the time of day when it's only that the sun, and in the sunny areas there's heat, but in the shade it's still cool? Now the Yomer ba'arba shoyis. Fine, or Kabbalah and the Braisa could go either like Rabbi Yudah or like the Rabbanan, and so on. Now, we said, Tfilas Amincha ad ha'erev, and Rabbi Yudah said, ad plag Amincha. And just to reiterate, we mentioned that Rashi learned ad ha'erev meant ad hashecha, whereas other Rishonim disagreed, and they said it meant up until Shkia Sechama, and Rabbi Yudah said, ad plag Amincha. So, says the Gemara, very interesting shaila. Amalei Rav Chisda Rabbi Yitzchak, Hasam, in the previous discussion as to what is the latest time to daven shacharis, so Hasam Amar Rav Kahana Halachik Rabbi Yudah. There we come out, we pass like Rabbi Yudah. Hoyel Utnan beBechirta Kavasei, being the in Meseches Edyos, which we call the Bechirta, because we always pass in like all the Edyos which were recorded over there. So that's the reason why we pass like Rabbi Yudah, Lagabi the Shaila of Savesman Tfilas HaShachar. So asks Rav Chisda to Rabbi Yitzchak, Hachamai, what about over here, Lagabi the Shaila of Savesman Mincha? Do we also pass in like Rabbi Yudah and say Savesman Mincha is up until Plag HaMincha? Or do we pass in like the Tanakam of the Rabbanan that it's Ad HaErev? Which, when you think about it, is a bit of a, I don't want to say strange, but an interesting shaila, because why would we think that we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda if we usually say Yachid v'Rabim Halachik Rabim? Okay, so if you have in Maseches Idyos, you have this Edus of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, okay, so then you have a reason to go ahead and pass him, but if you have no reason to pass him like a Yachid, so why would we think that we deviate from the norm that Yachid v'Rabim Halachik Rabim? So that is something which is discussed in the Mefarshim. Al Kapan, the Gemara says, Hachamai, what's the din over here? Ishtik v'lo yamalei v'lo yimiti. He didn't know. Amr of Chizda, Nechzi Anan, Sir Chizda, who posed the Shaila initially, said, look, let's see. Midrav Matzli, Shal Shabbos Verav Shabbos. From the fact that we see that Rav himself davened a Shabbos Diketfila whilst it was still Friday afternoon, during the day, or still the afternoon, Shmamino Halach Krabuda. It must be that, you know, he was davening Ma'ariv post plag in the Zman, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is already a viable Zman to daven Ma'ariv, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Mincha goes up until plag, from then it's already Erev, you can daven Ma'ariv. So said of Chizda, we should bring a Raya from a Maisa with Rav, that he davened a Shabbos de Ketfila on a Friday afternoon, post-plag, Shmamina, Halacha ke Reb Yehuda. Must be that the Halacha is like Reb Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Adarabam, and the Rav Huna, Rabbanan, Leavi Matzli, Ad Uritzer. From the fact that you see that Rav Huna and the Rabbanan didn't do so, they waited until night, Shmamina, Ein Halacha ke Reb Yehuda. Says the Gemara, fascinating thing. Hashta the Layitmar Hilchas Alekamar Velekamar. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Very, very interesting thing. The Gemara says, being that there is no clear Hachra, both of them are considered to be acceptable in Halacha. The Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. You can either go like the Rabbanan, you can either go like Rabbi Yudah. Now there's a big Machlitz Rishonim here as to what this means. The Shulchan Aruch says that, you know what the Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid means? You can choose. You want to be a Rabbi Yehuda Yid for the rest of your life? Do so. But it's got to be your whole life. And you can't, today, I'm going to daven Ma'ariv early. I'm going to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow, I'm going to daven Mincha up until Shkia. I'm going to go like the Rabbanan. The next day, I'm going to go back to Rabbi Yehuda. That you can't do. You can't be a yo-yo. You've got to decide tachlit. Either you're going to be Rabbi Yehuda or you're going to be like the Rabbanan. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Others say no, like other Rishonim say, that you can switch from day to day. That the main thing which you should not do is on the same day, meaning if you're going to daven Mincha after plag, that means you're holding like the Rabbanan. And then you're going to daven Ma'ariv right afterwards, back to back. You can't do that. Which, you know, is a bit of a kasha on the Mincha Ma'ariv Matziv and a lot of shuls. A lot of shuls try and do Mincha Ma'ariv either side of plag, so that you don't have this tie to the Sasri. So it is a heter because people, it's difficult to reassemble people to come back. But if you yourself are able to do so, there's no question. There's no question that's the best thing to do. You shouldn't daven mincha ma'ariv on either side of plag, because it's a real tarity disaster. Dalkavonim, the Gemara is saying, David Kamar Ovid, David Kamar Ovid. Says the Gemara, Rav Iklo lebe Geneva. Rav went to the house of Geneva, but Soli shol Shabbos berev Shabbos. And he davened a Shabbos tikkat tefillah on Friday afternoon. Rav Yimatzle Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba la'acheri the Rav. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba was davening behind him. V'siyim Rav. Rav was Messiah his tefillah, but Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba had not yet finished. V'leiposke letzleisid Rabbi Yirmiyah. And Rav did not take three steps back in order not to be mafsik the tefillah of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Says the Gemara, Shema Minah Tlas, Shema Minah Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. We see that one is able to daven a Shabbos Dikat Tefillah after Plag HaMincha on a Friday afternoon. V'shma Minah Mispal Talmud Acheri Rabbi. And we see that it's acceptable for a Talmud to daven behind his Rebbe, which we're going to say on Amud Beis in a moment that you're not allowed to do that. But here, from here, it seems it's okay. V'shma Minah Aser Lavra Kenegeda Mispalin, meaning Rav didn't take three steps back because you're not allowed to pass in front of someone who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. Some say the reason why is because you're going to shter his kavana. It's going to be difficult for him to concentrate if someone passes in front of him. Others say the reason why is because the Shechina is there. So you're mamish being mafsik, the Shechina. And there could be nafkaminas. Let's say if a person's got their siddur right in front of their face. And they don't notice, they won't notice, or they've got their eyes closed, or they've, you know, there might be other situations. There's a shayla also. Let's say if you're doing it b'makom mitzvah, let's say you're a kohen and you need to go and wash your hands. But the only way to go is if you're oivel lefnei hamispalel and so on. Al kavanim, these are the three things which we learn from here. If you look at the bottom Tosfos, Tosfos just points out the Rav tzali shel Shabbos for Shabbos, I for Tosfos. It says, with regards to the Zman of Hadlakas Neiris, it says, you know, one is supposed to be Mazir, his wife, to light on time. But it says, but not too early, not too late. And here we see that Rav seemingly was being Makabal Shabbos much earlier. I think Gemara says there, don't bring it in too early, V'yishlemer. T'hasim b'sh'ein a Makabal of Shabbos miyad. So you cannot light Neiris Shabbos if you're not Makabal Shabbos. If you are actually accepting Shabbos upon yourself at the time, that's not considered to be a Hagdama. As long as you do it after Plag, like Rabbi Yehuda, you are fine. Let's see if I do the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Eidi, is that so? Vahar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi Chalfi. We see that they did. They were over Lifnei Hamispalel. So we say, Rabbi Ami Ravasi, Chutz la'arba amas hu dechalfi. When they passed over someone who was davening, it was outside of the Dalan Amas. Fragdi Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Eichi Avid Hachi, how could Rabbi Yirmiyah do this? V'ham Rabbi Yudam Rav, la'olam al yispal al adam, le'keneged rabbi. You shouldn't daven, Rashi says, eitzel rabbi, as in right next to him. Rashi says, Umarik Elohim Shavim, as if, you know, we are on the same level of Hashivas, you shouldn't do that. V'loi Achayri Rabbi. And you're not even allowed to daven behind. Now Rashi says, Nami Yorahu. There's also a certain haughtiness and gaiva to daven behind. Yesh La'ayin, what exactly that gaiva is to daven behind. Tosfos brings Rashi, Pish Rashi Mishim Yura, V'yesh Mefarish Shanira, the problem is, if your Rebbe is in front of you, and you're bowing down, could be that you're deifying your Rebbe, so to speak, and therefore that you shouldn't do. Others say, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say, the reason why you shouldn't daven behind your Rebbe is because, let's say he's finished, he wants to take his three steps back, and you're still going for it, you're still davening, and you're keeping him waiting. And that you shouldn't do. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, on Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, how could you daven behind Rav when Rav himself said you're not supposed to daven behind your Rebbe, Rabbi Movuk? V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, HaMispal Achere Rabbi, or V'anesin Shalom LeRabbi, if you greet your Rebbe, and Tesis points out and says, Pirish, K'shai B'nei Adam, She'ena imay shalom alecha rebbe. If you greet him in the same way as you would greet your friend, that's inappropriate. So hanezin shalom rabbi, or v'amachzir shalom rabbi, or you respond to the greeting in the same way as you would to a hedyot. V'cholek al yeshivasei, or if a person challenges and contests the yeshiva of his rebbe and his position and so on, rabbi, you say something over which is not in your rebbe's name, you say it over in his name. So how could you, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, daven behind Rav? Shiny Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, the Talmud chaver hava. Meaning, when do we say there's a problem if you are a Talmud? And there's a very clear distinction between the Rebbe and the Talmud. But if you are a Talmud chaver, which Rashi says that the Rebbe also needs you for your shmuis and for some of the things which you've learnt and so on, it's also, so then you have a higher level, so to speak. That already is a different story. If you're a Talmud chaver, then you're able to do so. V'hainu deka amar lei Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, I'm just thinking out loud, we mentioned three shittas in the Rishonim as to why you shouldn't daven behind your Rebbe. Rashi said because it's michzik yura, there's a certain haughtiness, we didn't explain why. We mentioned that Tesa says because it's nirak mishtachada, and Rabbeinu Yena that you're going to cause him to wait. But now we're saying if you're a Talmud Chavra, then it's okay. I'm just wondering now, I mean, Rashi seems a little bit schwer. Like, why is it haughty for you to daven behind your Rebbe? But if you're a Talmud Chaver, and you are a... What's that? No, Rashi says by Keneged Rabbi. Keneged Rabbi, that means if you're daven next to him, because it looks like a Shavu. But Achiri, Rashi says, it's Michzik Yura. So what's the Yura? My Rebbe's davening in front of me, I'm davening behind for Karat. I'm, you know, Makris Makavi, I'm behind him. I was struggling a little bit to understand Rashi. It seems that the reason of Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos seems a little bit more mistaber. But now we're saying if you're a Talmud Chaver, then you can do so. I'm just thinking, according to the reason of Tosfos, if you're a Talmud Chaver, why would we not say that it's nearer Kemishtachah there? At the end of the day, this is someone who is much greater than me in Torah. Why is there no problem of nearer Kemishtachah there? What's that?
Less of a difference there is, therefore less of these
You would say the reason of Tesis. So you would say there's no hashash of nearer Kemishtachah in that case. Even though, in other words, he's still a Talmud. It's just that. Yeah, but they're not equal. He is.
I thought that
Tumor
was trying to say, when
you're
a Chover, you're almost, you're high enough
range,
that the differences are not.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We'll have to think further exactly what's the Chat Rashi. Fine. So, the Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba did what he did is because he's a Talmud Chover. How do I know that? What's the proof? The Hainu the Gamalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Larav, he said, Mi Bodalta, have you been Purish from doing Malacha? Meaning, you daven Mairiv. A Shabbos tikkat tefillah on Friday afternoon. If you look at Rashi 3 lines down, Vayne the Gamalei Oisli Hayim Shaspal Rav Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos Amalei Reb Yirmiyah Mi Bodalta Min Hamalacha. Did you cease from doing Malacha when you daven Ma'ariv early? Hayol V'Kibalta Alecha Shabbos Tefillasa. That's what Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba said to Rav. He said to him Mi Bodalta. I'm sorry. V'ayin et gamalei Reb Yirmiyah bar Abba mi badalta amalei in, and he responded and he said, yes, I've stopped doing malacha. Amalei in badilna v'li amar, and Reb Yirmiyah bar Abba did not say mi badil mar. He didn't say did the master stop, did the rav stop, did the rebbe stop. Meaning, if it was a regular Talmud rebbe relationship, he should have said mi badalta mar, because that is the term which you give to the Rav. And the fact that he did just said, Mi Bodalta, did you, in more of a casual, less formal type of term, that shows that he was a Talmud Chaver and so on. Fine. Good. I'll go. Fine. Now, so then, if I think about Tasha, oh, Mi Bodil, is it true that once you daven a Shabbos de Ketfila on a Friday afternoon, you must stop doing Malacha? Oh, Mi Bodil. The Amar Rebbe Avin Pamachas Hispalal Rebbe Shal Shabbos Berem Shabbos. Rebbe did the same thing. V'nichnas Lamechatz V'yatza. He went into the bathhouse, the Yavtsa, Veshonel, and Pirkin, and he taught his Saperik Vadain Lechoshcha. So this was a time when he davened Shabbos early, and he still went into the bathhouse. He went into the Merchatz. Now Rashi says, Lebeis HaMerchatz, Rashi says, Salka Daitach, La'acha Shegozru Al Hazeyav Al Rechitza. We think that this story took place once there was a gzera made against going to a bathhouse on Shabbos. In which case, how could Rebbe dive in a Shabbos the Ketfil on Friday afternoon and then go into the Merchatz afterwards? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ahud Nichnas Lazia. When Rebbe went in, he only went in to be Mazia, to go, he went into a sauna to perspire. The Kodim Gzeirah Hav, and this was before, this was in the time in history, before they made a Gzeirah where they asked at one to be Nichnas into a Merchatz to be Mazia. So you have no Raya, if so, that once you daven a Shabbos the Ketfil on Friday afternoon, that you're allowed to do Malacha. Say again? No, because in that stage in history, people used to go into the Beis HaMerchatz, Lahaziyah, even on Shabbos itself. Even on Shabbos, yeah. Even after Nacht. Frag the Gemara, Eini, I'll prove to you you don't have to stop doing Malacha. The Ha Abaye Sharilele of Dimi Bar Lavoye Likavruye Sali. So Abaya mattered. He allowed Rav Dimi Bar Levoy, even after he had davened a Shabbos Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon, to smoke his baskets. Rashi says, "Lekvuri Sali La Shein Oisin Vegafris," to smoke them in sulfur. Shabbos. So he allowed him to do that. So you see that you don't need to be purish Mimalacha, once you have davened a Shabbos de Ketfila. Says the Gemara, no, you know why Abaya mattered him? Ahu ta'usa havoi. It's because Rav Dimi Bar Levoy mistakenly thought that it was already Nacht. He mistakenly thought it was Shabbos. Ahu ta'usa havoi. Ahu ta'usa havoi. It was a mistake, says Rashi. Ta'usa havoi. It's not that he intentionally did that. It was a cloudy day. He thought it already got dark. And now the sun came out, and he realized, I made a mistake. So he asked Abaya, what's the story? Am I bound by my tefillah? He said, you know, you're not bound by it. Because it was a Kabbalah betos. And being that it was a Kabbalah betos, you're not bound by it. Preg the Gemara of a Tehusa Mihadra, is that true? Do we say that if it was a mistake, if it was a Kabbalah betos, you are able to be Hadar, you can go back on it? One time the sky was covered over with clouds. They thought it was already night. And they davened in Matzah Shabbos the Ketfilah whilst it really was Shabbos. And then the clouds dispersed. Being that you davened already, you davened. Meaning, even though your tefillah was betos, nevertheless, it's good, it stands, it remains, and we don't change anything. So you're telling me that if there was a tefillah which was done betos, so then it's say you're able to retract. Here we see in the Maisa from Rebbe that it stands, it remains. Says the Gemara, no, really, I'll tell you, a kabbalah betos does not remain. You want to know why Rebbe said that? Why Rebbe said they didn't need to daven again? Shiny tzibur delay matrichin and lehu. We're not going to be matriach the tzibur to daven again, and that's the other reason why he said you don't have to daven again. But really, if it's in a situation where the kabbalah was done betos, so then you're not bound by it. There's an interesting. No. Say again. You won't be able to do malacha. No, yeah, that you won't be able to do.
He was
Say again, the what?
And
not
just a
thriller,
mainly
a thriller,
whereas
there,
it wasn't to be
malacha,
it was just to say,
should
we
daven again?
Yeah,
thriller was yetzer.
Maybe I could
let you. No, I hear. If you look around, she says, hoyel he didn't require them to daven again. Al mitzvilah he, you see it's called a tefillah. V'afu pishlei hutru b'malacha, even though they didn't matter malacha in that case, hasimud le'laver al divrei Torah. That's because they wouldn't allow you to be makel, to be over on a divrei Torah, but le'inyan tesefes, but legabi, the shaila with Abaye, with Rav Dimi bar Levoy, where it was davening early, Aval Inyan Tesefis, where he davened a Shabbos de Ketvila in his man of Tesefis Shabbos, which was done betos. Aval Inyan Tesefis, Afal Gav de betos Hava, Tesefisu, Al Yedei Tzvila, Hoyol V'Amr Tzvila, Kabbalahi. Meaning to say that, so we're coming to say Nachamol. Again, one more time. We're saying that Abaye allowed Rav Dimi bar Levoy to do malacha, even though he davened a Shabbos de Ketfilah on a Friday afternoon, and with his tefillah, in theory, he's being mekabel upon himself to sefer Shabbos that he has to be perish from doing malacha. So you see that a kabbalah betos is not considered to be a kabbalah, and you're allowed to do malacha. So that means if through tefillah you're mekabel an isser malacha, it's not choshev, and you're allowed to do malacha. We asked the kasha that you see that through tefillah you daven because you thought it's Matzei Shabbos, and you thought that now it's a different zman, and we say you don't need to daven again. So you're asking what? You're saying that in the case of Abaya, there he said that it's a kabbalah betos, and therefore you're allowed to do malacha. So again, I'm saying, what are you asking? One more time. I mean, he said you're allowed to do malacha. We're allowing you to do malacha, even though you davened, and with your tefillah, you're makabel Shabbos upon yourself, in which case you shouldn't be allowed to do malacha. He said you can do malacha. He said you can do malacha. Why? Because it was a tos. Right? So now we ask the Peseda, what's that? Well, so right, but so, well, I mean, there isn't a discussion about whether or not he has to daven again or not. He's just saying, you're allowed to do malacha. That means, even though through your tefillah you are makabel not to do malacha, if it was done under false pretenses, so then you're allowed to do malacha. Ask the Gemara Kasha. I bet you see that tefillah, if a tefillah was done under false pretenses, the tefillah remains. The tefillah remains. So you'll say, what? So again, what are we asking? So you see, the tefillah is good. So again, what was our question? That whether or not the tefillah is good and you have to daven again? Right, but again, so is the question on tefillah, is the question on...
With the tefillah, it's through the establishment. With an Erev Shabbos that makes you say Shabbos, that's your
answer. So right.
So you see, you can't be Erev Chayzer.
Right, but again, but the Gemara.
So even the Torah, how can you go back? We saw that once Shabbos didn't work. That was the Shabbos. The and that's what the Gemara says, and therefore the Gemara says, no, really, it was only because the Torah was a Sivura. That's
why
we wouldn't go back.
But again, but what is the din in the sugya over here? The din in the sugya is whether or not if a person davens early, are you bound by that tefillah that you have to be perish from malacha? That's how we started. We say, mi bodalta. He asked Rav, did you stop doing malacha? And he said, in. So the Gemara said, kasha. The Gemara said, umi bodil, meaning, is a person mechuyiv to stop doing malacha? You see from this case that even though you are makabo, even though he davened, nevertheless he was allowed to do malacha. So the kasha is specifically on malacha, and we say no, only over there because it was betos. Meaning, really, I'll tell you, if you daven, you are makabo to stop doing malacha. If it was done betos, then it's different, right? So tefillah is mechayev, a succession of malacha, unless it was done by mistake. asks the Ratasha, there was a case where they daven on Motzei Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, they could feel on Shabbos. So we should say, so what are we asking? Why are we asking this question if really the nidan of the sugya is to do malacha or not to do malacha, not legabi being yetzer the tefillah? I'm a bit confused. If the nidan, we already said that it's possible for a person to daven on Shabbos, a weekday tefillah, or and so on. So there's no din on that. We're dining on whether or not you're mechuyev to be perished from malacha if you daven Shabbos tikkat tefillah early. On that, Rav said you're mechuyev too. On that, the Gemara is questioning and saying, I'll show you a couple of examples where you are not mechuyev too. And then the Gemara says that's because the Kabbalah was a mistake. Full stop. Asks the Gemara Kasha from a case where they davened on Motzei Shabbos to Ketvilah on Shabbos. And Rebbe says you don't need to daven again. So what is the Kasha from Tfilah if the Nidan and the Sigya is Malacha? Right? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, because maybe
it's
for the
Shaila,
you have to
tell them
again or not. What was the
happening?
Right.
So
I don't
want to
stop you from doing
the
locker because that was a mistake.
Right.
That's what Rashi, I think,
tried to. Is that what the Rashi's.
Into a contract, that's
so yeah, so how are we reading this Rashi?
That's what it means.
Oh,
it's still a Kabbalah.
Yeah, the what?
Tfilah is a Kabbalah. It's your Makabu.
Shabbos.
How can you improve it? Stop doing the locker, it's Rashi himself. So Rami had to explain what happened there in the case of Shabbos. Did he do Malacha? Yes, of course not, because it's still Shabbos with their eyes and they can't get out doing Malacha, but that's still not going to push up the Kasha because the Kasha is filler is a Kabbalah. So if you said you don't have to daven again, that means it's a good filler. It's a good filler. You've accepted Shabbos from the Erev Shabbos as well.
So what, even though there is a chilek between Tefillah and Malacha, nevertheless, from the very fact that you... We're saying from the very fact that you see that he didn't require them to daven again, somehow we see that it's...
All we see from there is that the tefillah is a good tefillah. But Rashi's saying...
No, so then the kasha is good. So then why are you bringing a raya from tefillah to malacha?
Because you're taking on that tefillah is a kabbalah. That's what Rashi ends up with.
Okay, I hear. Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Thank you. No, I hear what you're both saying. Okay, good. Let's say a little bit further. Amar Chiya Bar Avin, Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Some say that the Girsa should be Shel Motzei Shabbos Be'Shabbos. Rav Yeshua Matzli Shel Motzei Shabbos Be'Shabbos. Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Ayimah Kedusha Alakos, Eina Ayimah Kedusha Alakos. In a situation when you're davening a Shabbos Tikkat Tefillah on a Friday afternoon, can one recite Kiddush or not? Toshma the Amr of Nachman Mishmuel mispal Adam Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, v'aymer kedush alakos, and you can even say kiddush. V'hilchaso kavosei. Rabbi Yeshua matzli shal matzei Shabbos be'Shabbos, aymer havdal alakos. Say ena aymer havdal alakos. Can you say havdala? Can you not say havdala? Toshma the Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel mispal Adam shal matzei Shabbos be'Shabbos, v'aymer havdal alakos. You can even say Havdal Alakos. You can't necessarily take the Eish. That you cannot do. But you could say Havdal, and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in a situation where a person, let's say, needs to be Machshech HaLatchum. He needs to really start to walk out of the city for a Dvar Mitzvah, let's say. And he's not able to wait. So he can make Havdal Al HaKos before Shabbos gets out. Without being mabdil, without making the bracha on the eish, because it's still Shabbos, and then hopefully when he has an opportunity, he will make the bracha b'iri ma'iri eish. Tesis points out over here, tzali shal matzi Shabbos. Tesis says yeshleim with the hacham ma'iri sheyeshle tzirich mitzvah lases b'matzi Shabbos. I mean, it's not poshut for a person to daven ma'iriv early on a matzi Shabbos. But rather, there is a pressing situation. Kegoin lelaches la moltinik v'layir layayin lahavdala im layaktim devaditzach leisa michal lakodesh deraisa v'bechinim loy. Meaning, it's only in a situation where there's an element of a dvar mitzvah will we say that one can be mispalo shom motzei Shabbos b'Shabbos. And as we said, one can also say havdala.
Why do you
say again?
Why don't you call it a call and off you go and make it until Tuesday night?
No, because there's still a din to be mavdil halakos.
Yeah, but it's a mitzvah. He's obviously, so he can't have dollar because it's precious time, so he still has another few days to do it. Why are we saying you make a dollar
halakos and some even for not? No, wait, here it's going on the tzali to daven. You can daven ma'ariv early, leaving aside about the havdalah halakos, which is another shaila. But as far as davening early, Taisa says it's got to be b'makom mitzvah. In other words, if it's more convenient for the tzibur to make an early ma'ariv on a matzei Shabbos, that Taisa says that you shouldn't do. It's only if it's pressing because there's a makom mitzvah which you need to do. Amr Zera, Amr Basi, Amr Balazar, Amr Chanina, Amr Rav, Betzad Amud Zeh, Hispalo, Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Yisi, Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. In this particular place, Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Yisi, davened a Shabbos, the Ketfilah, on a Friday afternoon. Kiasa Ula Amano, Betzad Tamara Hava. Number one, it was by the date. It was by the palm date tree. V'loi Betzad Amud Hava. V'loi Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Yisi Hava. Ella Rabbi Lazer Rabbi Yisi Hava. V'loi Shal Shabbos Be'ev Shabbos Hava. Ella Shal Matzei Shabbos B'Shabbos Hava. So, quite a few differences according to him. Now we said, Tfilas Erev Ein La Keva. There is no Keva, there's no Kvias to Tfilas Erev to Ma'ariv. What does that mean? My ein lo keva. What does it mean? There's no keva. Ilema di boy matzli kula lelya. If it means to say there's no fixed time and you can daven the whole night, lisnei tefilas ha'erev kol ha'layla. Why didn't the Mishnah just say very clearly you can daven myra the whole night? Elamai ein lo keva. Kemanda amar tefilas arvis rishos. It means to say there's no permanence to Ma'ariv. There's no fixed. You're not obligated to daven Ma'ariv. It's irishus. The Amr of Yudam Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel Aymer Chayva, Rabbi Shua Aymer Rishus. Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shua, is it Chayva or is it Rishus? Amr Abaya, Halacha Kedivri Aymer Chayva, Rav Amar, Halacha Kedivri Aymer Rishus. Tan Rabbanan, Maise B'Talmud Echad. There was a story with a Talmud Echad, which we'll see at the end of the Maise who this Talmud was. Shabol of Nei Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei tefilas arvis rishus oichayva. Amalei rishus. Baal of Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei tefilas arvis rishus oichayva. And I guess we'll have to say that he was not necessarily asking for him. He wanted to know what his shita was, because otherwise, why are you asking another rav if you've already been paskened on? Amalei chayva. Amalei v'haloi Rabbi Yeshua amalei rishus. So he told Rabbi Gamliel that Rabbi Yeshua told me that it's optional. You're not obligated to daven Mishmon Esrei of Ma'ariv. So Amalei Hamtin ad shekonsu bali trisin lebeis hamedrash. He said, let's wait until the Chachamim enter the Beis Hamedrash and we'll get clarity. Keshnechnesu bali trisin. When the bali trisin, the Chachamim enter the Beis Hamedrash, amad hashoyel vishal. So this Talmud got up and said, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Echeva. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Chayva. He said, it's an obligation. Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel turned to all the Talmidim. Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim. Klum Yesh Adam Shechelik B'davar Zeh. Does anyone disagree with my psak? Does anyone say in this base medrash that Tfilas Arvis is only Rishus? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua Lav. So Rabbi Yeshua felt this is a time for Shalom. He could see that Rabbi Gamliel was trying to kind of, was up to something. So he said, Lav. Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Valei Mishimcha Amruli, but I was told in your name that you paskin, that it's a Rishus. So Amalei Yeshua Amayid al Raglecha, Vayidu Becha. So he said, stand up and testify, meaning tell us you're really exactly what you're saying. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al Raglav. He stood up. The Amar. And he said, Ilmali ani chai v'umeis. Had it been that I was alive and he was dead, yoch l'chai l'hakchishas ameis. Perhaps I could deny. Achshu shani chai v'hu chai. I'm alive. He's alive. Hey, yoch l'chai l'hakchish asachai. How is it possible that I can deny? Bit of a question as to what this means. I mean, if it was just a question of being moidal emes, maybe he had a heter at the time because he felt, because of Shalom, because he thought it was appropriate to be Mishanim of Me'er Shalom. But Al-Kabanim, he says, now that I'm alive, he's alive. Heich achai, yachol ha-hakrish ha-sachai. Yeah, Hayar Rav Gamliel, Yoshev, V'derish, Rabbi Yeshua, Oymed al Raglov. So, because of this, Rabbi Gamliel made that Rabbi Yeshua should stand up and keep quiet. Say again?
Are they not equal?
No.
Below,
yeah. Correct. So Rabbi Gamliel was Yeshiv, V'derish Rabbi Yeshua, Oymed al Raglov. Ad Shiranu Kol Am V'Amru L'Chutzpis HaTurgaman Amoid, until they told Chutzpis, the Turgaman, to keep quiet and stop darshaning. Amoid V'Amad. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says HaTurgaman Shaya Oymed L'Fnei Rabbi Gamliel U'Mashmiel L'Rabbi Mesadrasha M'Pi Rabbi Gamliel. So they said, you know, Amoid, keep quiet, because so long as you're dashing, Rabbi Yeshua has to endure this embarrassment of standing up, because he went against the psak of Rabbi Gamliel. V'amad Amri, they said, Ad kama nitzairei v'nezel, how much more can Rabbi Gamliel continue to be mitzair Rabbi Yeshua and embarrass him? Because Rosh Hashanah shtak nitzairei b'b'chiris, because last year in Rosh Hashanah he was mitzair him in the Maisa in Bechiris, with the Maisa the Rebbe Tzadik Tzairei. Hachanami Tzairei, and now he's being mitzair him. Rashi points out the different times that he was mitzair him, the different halachic disputes which they had, and every time Rebbe Gamliel was mitzair of Yeshua. So they decided, Ta v'na'avre, let us go and let us demote Rabbi Gamliel from his nesius. Says the Gemara, Ma noikim lei, who should we replace Rabbi Gamliel? So they said, Nikmeil Rabbi Yeshua, should we replace him for Rabbi Yeshua? Balmaiso, he is the Balmaiso. Rashi says, V'havileil Rabbi Gamliel, Tzairu Tvei. That's going to be given too much grief in Chalisha Sadas, that we're replacing you for the one that you had the argument with. Nekmeler Bekiva, we should replace him for a Bekiva. Nein Dilma Anishle, perhaps Rabbi Gamliel will be angry with Rabbi Akiva that he's become his replacement. Deles le schus avos, because Rabbi Akiva does not have schus avos. Now she says, and maybe Rabbi Gamliel will be ma'anishim. Ela Nukmeler of Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will be the replacement. Dehu Chacham, Dehu Ashir, Dehu Asiri LeEzra. He has all the milas which you need. Dehu Chacham, Dimakshilei Mefarakle. If you ask him a question, he responds. Dehu Ashir, Deisle LeFluche LeBei Kesar. If anyone would try and go to the Kesar, Afu Azlu Balach, he can also go to the Kesar. He's got protection with the Kesar. Dehu Asiri LeEzra, and he is a 10th generation from Ezra. Deisle Schus Avos. And therefore, he's untouchable. He is the perfect person for the job. Also, Amru Lei, they went to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and they said, Nicha Lei Lamar, Telahavi Rish Masifta, would you like to become the Rosh Hashiva? Amru Lei, Ezel Vimlech bin Shibesi, let me ask my wife. I can't make such a decision myself. I need to go and ask my wife. Also, the Imlech Bidvisu, and some say the reason why he had to ask his wife wasn't just because one has to ask one's wife. It's because the new position is going to impact on his ability to be with his wife. We know that the oinus tamid chachamim, there's different oinus, the mitzvah of oina depends on your job and what you and your ability. So Ezel emlech betivisu, he went to ask his wife, Amrelei, and she said, Dilma ma'arvin lach, perhaps they will fire you. What's the point of getting involved? To which he responded, and we'll conclude with this, Amrelei, it's kedai for a person to be able to use fine vessels even once, even if tomorrow they'll break, so too, I have an opportunity to become Rosh Hashiva, even if it's for a short time, it's still kedai for me to be Rosh Hashiva.